It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today it's true that gardens are for growing things, but I know lots of gardeners who think of their space as more than a place for vegetables, flowers, or fruit. They've created a sanctuary or art gallery, a picnic area, or even a library where a secluded area invites a sit-down with a favorite book. Garden shops and catalogs offer a myriad of furniture, fountains, decorations, and doodads to make your garden a special place. Wind chimes have always been my weakness, and we live in a place that certainly provides the wind needed to elicit chimes, gongs, and tinkles aplenty. In fact, we live in a place that often provides too much of a good thing and can quickly take a wind chime apart in a 40-mile-per-hour breeze. After years of watching wind chimes get tangled, torn up, or blown into the next county, I've recently changed my tune in a search for success. I began by purchasing a big wind chime with deep, heavy tones and heavy metal ringing that has held up against a year's worth of Kansas weather. The cost of this outfit was formidable, but I figured I'd already spent more through the years on lightweights. And besides, the tones of the new chime have been peaceful reminders of how nice this part of the country can be, if we're prepared for it. Next, I gathered up all the broken bits and pieces from years of wind chime wishing and set up a repair shop where I could begin to fashion new wind chimes from old. Using a dome from an ancient cast iron chandelier as a base, I've come up with a reasonable sounding instrument that should hold up pretty well. My secret technique has to do with restringing anything that was held together by cord with lightweight chain or heavy duty rope. So far, it's working out pretty well, although I have found there's a point at which too much chain creates clanging rather than chiming sounds. Wind chimes have been around for thousands of years, and archaeological finds in Southeast Asia support the theories that they were used to ward off evil spirits and attract good ones. Practitioners of feng shui believe the tones of carefully tuned wind chimes create a spiritual balance. Ancient Celtic tribes turned these beliefs around and used wind chimes as a weapon of war, hanging them in the forests surrounding their encampments in an effort to keep away their enemies, who believed the forests were haunted by evil spirits. A purely practical use for early-day wind chimes involved weather forecasting. Used by farmers and fishermen, a series of wind bells were hung in various places to announce changes in wind direction, and the rate of chimes from the bell climbers helped estimate wind speed. Today we have scientific gadgets, radar, and TV reporters to keep us informed about the wind and weather. But my favorite windometer is along the highway that runs through Rolla, Kansas. It consists of a log chain bolted to a big board on which is printed instructions for gauging winds. If the chain is hanging straight down, there is no wind. If it's at a 45-degree angle, it's a calm day. If it's stretched straight out at a 90-degree angle, it's getting a little breezy. And if the log chain has been blown off the board, then it's a typical Western Kansas day.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.